This is part of the Peace Summit Partnership, a collection of organisations led by the John of Atchum and Community Dialogue, including Hollywell Trust, Youth Action NI, Glencree, UU and Integrated Education Fund, that has been working for the last year around how we finish the job of reconciliation. We know we've come a long way in the last 26 years to have a relative peace, but there's still, despite progress, there's still division, whether it's in education, housing or communities. And it's time now to ensure that we have an inclusive peace plan as part of the foundation stone of the programme of government.
And you believe the Assembly and the Executive have a key role to play in this?
Oh, absolutely. We welcome the draft publication, and it has peace as one of the elements as a cross-cutting exercise. But we know that in all aspects of life in Northern Ireland, there's still sectarianism and there's still division, and we want to ensure that there is a long-term strategy to build peace and reconciliation, not only in the north, but peace doesn't stop at the borders. Obviously, the Irish government through the Reconciliation Fund and Shared Island Fund have done amazing work along with the International Fund for Ireland. We want peace and reconciliation on the island of Ireland as well as in the north.
Part of that process then is going to be getting unionists perhaps to engage more with initiatives like the Share Island Fund, because sometimes there can be suspicion with regards to cross-border cooperation. Some will believe cross-border cooperation is maybe cross-border takeover by stealth.
Well, of course, I think we all have to be conscious of all the different traditions on this island, and we need a generous and inclusive conversation around that. That's exactly what the Peace Summit has done in the last 12 months in relation to engaging young people especially, but those people at community level, peace activists and the politicians in Stormont and on the island, to ensure that we can move forward to tackle division, wherever it may be, tackle sectarianism in a positive framework. But you do need a foundation stone in government policy in the north and on the island that ensures we have a long-term strategy to build reconciliation here and across the island.